Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined as always by my good buddy Dan. Hey Dan, pull up your stool.
Hey Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I have a feeling I'm going to be very hungry. And we're also joined by our good buddy John Peters, who's running late tonight. So now we had to wait, and I drank an extra beer waiting for him. How you doing tonight, John?
Hey, good. Fine. Glad to be finally home. That's for sure. So.
You should thank him.
Yeah.
You're going to have to skip your stops from now on, John. You got to get your priorities straight.
Hey, look, I don't care if you do need the pizza flour. You're just going to have to wait. I got a Disney podcast to do.
Exactly. I got important things to do. So how are you gentlemen doing? You all ready to drink a couple beers and do a show tonight?
Yeah. Looking forward to talking some Disney and some food, I suspect.
Yeah, which always makes us hungry. What we're going to do is we're going to continue our $80 a day at the parks, and the next park is the Animal Kingdom. So we're going to see if we can make it on $80 a day. Now, I went one way, which I would probably never do, but I wanted to change it up a little bit so all three of us aren't at Starbucks getting a sandwich.
Right.
So I tried to make it a little bit different. So, and then I'm going to cheat and say how I probably would have did it.
Okay.
That okay. Sounds okay.
That's so, fine by me. There's so no you, rules here.
So what are you kind gentlemen drinking tonight for the show?
What do I have? I have my usual Powerade Zero going. I just did a quick cut of the grass. I think I told you earlier today I was able to borrow a mower, and my mower's still in jail, so I rushed home.
Sounds like purgatory.
Yeah, exactly. Did the lawn real quick and just grabbed a nice cold Gatorade on the way in. So I'm not on the hard stuff yet, but I think that's going to be next.
Yeah. Well, I told him. I said, next time he plans on getting the mower fixed, just give me a call and I'll straighten him out.
You would have saved me money and time.
Just buy a new one.
And owing your neighbor a favor. That's the worst.
Yeah. I'm in his debt forever. I'm just cringing. I know he's gonna show up on my doorstep and actually use my skill saw or something at some point in the future.
Exactly. And then it's gonna come back with the cord broke or something like that. Where he cut through the 2x4 right through the cord of the saw, which I've had done to me before.
I was desperate, though. You know how when I let this happen once when I was naive, and I forget what happened, but I think we got in one of them spells where it rained for 4 straight days and the sun come out. And anyways, the grass got real deep, and it was so – and I don't have a riding mower like you do. My lawn's a lot smaller than yours. But it was so thick that even a, you know, I forget what size motor it was, but it would bog down because the grass would clog up, and every 10 feet I'd have to stop it and get a stick and knock out the grass. And
Don't you love that?
Oh, what should have taken 20 minutes took me 3 hours and 20 minutes, and I vowed I would never let my grass get that long again, and up until this week I've kept true to that, but it was getting close, so I was desperate, and finally, I did what you said. I asked my neighbor to use his mower because mine might be a day or two longer, and I just couldn't. I couldn't stand it. It was bothering me so much that I did what I normally wouldn't do and asked somebody to borrow their mower.
Well, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Dennis, I'm going to make you jealous right now. 18-year-old son still living at home. Oh, yeah. Ain't no mowing for me.
Well, at least you're a father that allow him to do it. Some of these kids, they're so spoiled today, their parents won't even let them cut the grass. You know,
right.
You know, but the thing of it is, Dan, I would be so angry with the guy fixing your mower at this point, my wife would have to go in and pay him. And he'd have to wheel – and I would tell her to tell him to wheel the mower out, leave it at the back of the truck, and get out of the – don't look at
me. Even looks at me, you're going to go over there and
– as I had a what for today at Home Depot that I lost my mind. I've been dealing with sheetrock my entire life, and I needed one sheet for this repair job. And I get up the register, and the lady goes, $15. I give her $20. She hands me $3 change. I'm like, what's this? She's like, that's the price. And she's going, that's what it costs. And I'm like, well, no, it's $9.95, not $15. And she's fighting me and blah, blah, blah. And then she walks over, and there's like a whole line behind me. So they're all getting mad. And then we walk over, and she sees $13.95. She goes, see? I said, well, first of all, how is $13.95 $15? And second of all, are you colorblind? Because that's green board.
Right.
It's not regular sheetrock. So one thing leads to another, and she finds I'm right, but she won't tell me that I'm right. And then I get this guy barking and barking behind me, yelling, and you know, he starts raising his voice. And I turned around and got up in his jaw, and I said, well, if you want to give me this $6, fine, I'll leave. If not, shut your mouth. And he shut his mouth, and I went and got my money. But, you know, it just people are nuts, Dennis. And that's why I try to avoid them a lot of times. That's why I need my Disney to keep me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Home Depot trip turns into a...
Oh, dude.
You know, it's my own fault, and I did it today, and I had to laugh to myself. So after I called the guy, and, you know, he gave me four more excuses as to why, you know, it won't be done maybe tomorrow, but give him a buffer day because he's busy and da-da-da-da-da. So anyways, I happened to go on the website. I was, you know, online. I had to look up their number. I didn't have it programmed in my phone. So anyways, there was a link to Reddit there. So I click on Reddit, and I'm not even kidding. There were 13 reviews, and of the 13, 12 of them were horrendous. You know, don't take your stuff here, the lousy service, you know, everything that's happening to me was right there in black and white. If I only would have went and looked at the reviews before I brought it to this place, I would have saved myself a lot of aggravation. But I kind of just laughed to myself, said, figures, you know, here it is, right here in black and white. If you would have just did your homework, you would have been all right.
Well, hindsight's 2020.
My I loved it where my guys down here, they're really good. I get parts from my rider and stuff like that. And even my rider, when it gets real thick, I mean, even though it's a 24 horsepower motor, it's still, you can feel when it's going through the thick stuff. So I know you're talking about the little one. A little hint on the little ones is, but kids don't do this at home. Well, if you ever had that problem with it sticking, what I do is I get a bungee cord and hold that flap open.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That way it doesn't back up.
Yes. And so if you ever have that problem again, get the bungee out and just strap that puppy up and just pray your windows don't get broken on anything.
Yeah. I mean, I've had it so bad. You know how it is. Like when the grass is wet, it'll cake onto the side and between the blade and the outside housing of the mower. And when you don't have any air in there, as you know, there's no place for it to really go. And it just, you know, it'll just grab that blade eventually and just conk the motor out.
Yeah, I mean, it gets, yeah, exactly. It gets so bad it shuts it off. But my guys at Ormsby's, they're really good down the street. I get all my parts from them. And it cracked me up then with my one mower, because I had just bought it. It was only maybe a push mower, just going back like 6-7 years ago. And it was only maybe a year old, year and a half, and it was doing the same thing. It was falling out. And I said to them, I said, what do you think it would cost to bring it in to get it fixed? And the young kid, and he wasn't real young. He was in his mid-20s, made the late 20s. He was the son of the owner. He goes, listen, just buy a new one. He goes, what is it going to cost us to fix it? It ain't even worth it.
His father's probably saying, what are you – sure, shut up.
but he was being honest with me. He goes, for what you could buy that one with? Because it was the bottom of the line, 100 and – $39 right. one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have the two riders. I just use it to cut around under the trees. And he goes, he goes, go home, get a paper clip or something, thin wire, go push it through the carburetor. If that don't work, throw it out and buy a new one, because he goes, by the time and I love that he was that honest, and that made me want to keep going back there, because he goes, by the time I buy the carburetor, install the carburetor, do all the work, he goes, you're going to be into me for at least 100 to 100 a quarter. So if that's $149, go buy a new mower.
Right. Part with the 24 bucks and call it a day.
Exactly. So I thought the kid was really cool, but basically, no, we ain't fixing it. He was basically telling me, I don't even want to do it.
Right. No, but it's true, because, you know, they got to charge you, you know, money for labor. Yeah, I mean, if you do the simple math, I mean, if it's a if it's a couple $1,000 machine riding more, that's a different story.
Yes. Or a Honda push mower that's $400-$600 and something.
Right.
But when, you know, this was a very, you know, bare bones, babe. I mean, the one I have now is a little better because it has the higher tires and all, so maybe I'd be on the fence about this one, but probably not.
Mower podcast is now older.
Yeah, small engine repair podcast. But no, so before the show, dudes, I ended up working all day, and then I came home and I fixed the hole in my ceiling, so I continued to do drywall.
So that's
the reason why I was asking you guys if you could hear my ceiling fan going while we're recording, because I have the ceiling fan on to dry it. A few months ago, I had the upstairs drain in the shower leaked. And I thought I had it repaired once, and it came loose again. So now I'm finally repaired it. It's all done and ready to go, and I'm a happy kid. But I did the drywall on that, so it's never ending for me.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor at his best.
Yeah, with the same attitude.
Yeah.
So I am drinking a nice Victory beer, Victory Helles. And, John, what do you have?
I got one of the smaller breweries from down here. It's called Darwin Brewing from Odessa, Florida. I've got an IPA from them.
So. Okay. Now, I tried to find that other Victory tonight on my way home. And what was the name of that, John? The citrus one.
Come on, John. Not sure. Which one are you talking about? The
citrus lager is what I tried to pick up. I'm getting it now. I'll tell everybody what it is. I'll have it in a second.
There's so many of them.
It's the cage crawler. The cage rattler. The cage crawler.
Cage rattler.
Cage crawler.
Yeah. It's the Victory Cage Rattler, and it has that citrus. It's a citrus lager.
Is that a seasonal? It must be.
Yeah, it says, we got your sunny day sip and taste like summer all day long. Beer right here, a blend of citrus and lager. The Cage Rattler. So I want to try that. The guy at my store said he had ordered it.
So Doug is Rattler spelled R-A-D-L-E-R instead of Rattler like you're thinking of Rattler. Yeah, that's that's kind of like what they have out at Epcot, the Schaffenhofer, you know, the one that's blended with grapefruit.
Yes.
So I like that beer a lot, and a lot of beer nerds hate it because it's so much so grapefruity, but I really enjoy it, especially on a hot day. So I imagine I'd really like that one. So I'll have to see if I can find it. I have a horrible time finding some of the Victory beers around here, but I keep an eye out for it.
Well, this is in cans, guys. So if I can get this in cans, you might actually get some.
Yeah.
So that's how that story works. But yeah, this comes in cans from what I can see. And I'm a lager kind of guy. I'm not, I'll try all the other stuff. I like the Golden Monkey, which we'll talk about later probably. But I like my nice light lager, which you guys know. I get picked on for it, but you guys will really like this Helles. And I think I'll like that. I think it will be fresh. And I think my wife might even like it with the citrus.
Yeah, I agree with John, though. A lot of beer aficionados, any fruit in beer is not something they like. I know we talked about blueberry in beer, and of course you got your pumpkin and all that stuff, but grapefruit or citrus, that seems like it would go pretty well to me anyways.
Well, it's like the Corona with the lime in it, so I can see the citrus.
Yeah, that's... well, like, so why shouldn't a little grapefruit go with a lager?
I mean, the coffee beer was really good, too, guys. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that since you said that. I'm looking forward to trying that one. That does sound good. nice and smooth and creamy, right?
Yeah, I bet you can really find that by you. I know you can.
Yeah, I think I could too.
So get on their website. They have that great app where you can just find it by you. So you should try that too, John, to see if you can find this. Dennis, you might even find this cage rattler. They might let that up, you know, up in your way. You might get that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm definitely gonna check it out. We're having a Memorial Day cookout for the family and stuff, so I'm thinking of picking up some Victory beer for, you know, for the festivities. So I just may do that, see what different lines I can find, and have a nice little potpourri of Victory beer for Memorial Day.
That would be awesome. Do some beer flights.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, Doug, I was mentioning to you that me and the wife went out to dinner on Sunday, actually. One of our favorite places near our house that we used to live in was a little joint called Geeter's Dockside. It's kind of like a little sports bar, family sports bar. And we moved away from there. We found one that was around the corner from us, opened up just a couple of months ago, and we were ecstatic. So she said Mother's Day gift. I said sure. So we went in there, but they
it was really a Father's Day gift at the end of it.
Well, you know, she asked for it, so hey. But inside, the only craft beer they had that was not from the state of Florida, they had quite a few from here, but the only other one they had was some Victory beers. They had the Golden Monkey and the Dirt Wolf. So it was interesting to see them sitting in the little sports bar in the middle of Florida. So
what did you end up with, a dirty Golden Monkey?
Yeah, I just stuck with the Gold Monkey. So, yeah.
Just and that's one literally of right around the corner from your house, John. Is that what you said? A couple blocks?
Yeah, well, kind of. I'm in the boondock, so around my corner is 40 miles away. But yeah,
it's
a lot closer than any other one that we found. So.
All right, I was thinking, gee, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, mine right around the corner really is around the corner, but it's not going to be dangerous. But my guy said he ordered it. So he said it should be in tomorrow, this cage rattler. So I'm looking forward to trying that. I was trying to get it tonight for the show to have a special drink for you guys.
Right, right. Well, that's pretty good that you got a good enough rapport with your local guy that he'll pick stuff up for you if you ask.
Yeah, believe it or not, they talk to me in there.
Yeah, they just haven't.
He must have not gotten a Home Depot argument with them yet. So.
Dude, and I hate to say that story, but Home Depot is like the total 180 from Disney World for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Home Depot's my heaven, and Home Depot Disney's my heaven, and Home Depot's the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, right?
I mean, and again, not to stereotype, because I'm sure there's some very qualified, you know.
There's some really nice friends and people there.
Yes, but. A lot of people that can't make it in some of the other sectors of the construction world will end up at Home Depot, and they don't always necessarily know what they're talking about, or they get assigned to the wrong section because management puts them where they want them, not where they would be best. Like if they have an electrical background, they might end up in plumbing or vice versa, and it's not really their fault, but you still have to deal with them, if you know what I mean.
Well, like I told you guys before, my buddy Bob, 40 years in the construction business, they put him in lawn and garden. It's insane. And then all the guys from the commercial sales desk are constantly out in the lawn. Because he moved to Florida, and before he got his contractor license, he was just going to retire. So he said, I'm just going to take a job here, maybe get some health benefits, just do something to keep busy, supplement his income. Because money wasn't his issue. He was just trying to offset his health insurance.
Right,
and
right.
He got in there. He said, I'm taking the test. I can't deal with this. They have a guy that has built hundreds of houses, done thousands of roofs, thousands of siding, and they put him in lawn and garden. And then everybody's running out to him to get his find out what they're doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's frustrating. And being a contractor like yourself, it must be, you know, doubly frustrating in that, you know, you're dealing with homeowners and all this stuff. And,
The thing that rocked my world this morning, this lady, I've known her for years. Is you ever guys ever watch Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. She makes George Costanza's mom seem like Mother Teresa.
Did she talk like that in that loud screeching voice?
Kind of, but she's just so miserable, man, and she don't like to be wrong. That's the problem. Like, she was PO'd because she was wrong. She took it out on me.
Right.
Right. And then, like I said, I had the knucklehead behind me, like, screaming and yelling and raising his voice to me to hurry up. So, he didn't realize what he was dealing with. He had Waldorf in front of him. But anyway, yeah. Let's get on with this $80 a day before everybody tunes out and don't like us anymore.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, being John Renly, we're going to make you go first. So, John, where are you going to start your day off at?
All right. Well, I'm thinking outside the box on this one. I'm going to give me some breakfast at Rainforest Cafe.
Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
Did I steal it?
Yes, go ahead. I can't believe it, but go ahead.
So I'm gonna head into the Rainforest Cafe. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna get something called the Pie of the Viper. It's $14.99. It's gonna be a Mexican style breakfast pizza with salsa, scrambled eggs, tomatoes, spicy and sweet green poblano peppers, cilantro, cheddar, and mozzarella cheese. And I'm gonna go ahead and add some sausage to that for $1.49 and get a cup of coffee at $2.79. Bring me up to $19.27 with tax $1.25, a tip of $4.48. I'm at an even $25 for my big meal of the day. Nice way to start the day with a good breakfast.
Well, Dan, I might as well go next and join you. Okay. That sounds good. We're going to have breakfast together, John, being you win here. Anyway, I decided...
When you said that earlier, I bet he did the same thing I did. But, hey, if he's going to let me go first, I'm going to steal it. So, hey.
No, it's good. I'm glad you did. But... I figured missing home a little bit, my normal breakfast, my two eggs, any style. So I figured I'm going to have a nice breakfast on this trip to change things up. And I'm going to have the breakfast of bandits, which is two eggs prepared any way you want, which will be over medium well, with your choice of bacon or sausage. I'm going to get bacon, serve their breakfast potatoes and toast for $10.99. And I'm going to grab a soda for $2. And with my... tax is 77 cents, and tip, with my tip, with a $5 tip, that comes to 1876 is what my breakfast is going to be.
Now, Doug, okay. did you see that they also do a version of Tonga toast?
Yes, I did look at that. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought about doing that, but it's like, you should have that at the Poly, but I'll tell you what, it looks pretty darn good. It's not too bad for $11.99. It's cinnamon French toast. Warm maple syrup, topped with fresh strawberries and bananas, served with your choice of bacon or sausage for $11.99. That's not a bad deal heading into the park, is it, Dan?
No,
$10.99 for a full breakfast?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Is it actually called Tonga Toast?
Yep, it's called Tonga Toast.
Huh. Who would have known?
Yeah, for breakfast here, I'll read the breakfast menu to go over it a little bit. They have breakfast of bandits. Then they have Benedict Bomba, which is traditional eggs Benedict with Canadian bacon, served with breakfast potatoes for $13.99. They got an egg white omelet, which was tomato, Swiss cheese, spinach, mushroom, served with fresh fruit and toast for $12.99. They got Aussie's omelet, three egg omelets with breakfast potatoes and toast for $11.99. It has cheddar cheese, onions, mushrooms, sausage, bacon, ham, green bell pepper, spinach, black olives, tomatoes, or broccoli for $11.99. So after all that crap that they offer you, at the very end, it's tomatoes or broccoli for $11.99.
Yeah. Can't have both.
Ain't that funny, though? Cheddar cheese, onions, mushrooms, sausage, bacon, ham, green bell pepper, spinach, black olives, and at the very end, you can add tomatoes or broccoli for $11.99.
But you can't have both. No way.
No, right. It's insane.
It's just going a little too far.
Then they have wild waffles with strawberries, bananas, and maple syrup, a choice of bacon or sausage for $10.99. Cranberry waffles baked with cranberries topped with raspberry sauce, served with whipped cream, maple syrup, and your choice of bacon or sausage for $10.99. They have Pie of the Viper, which John got, Cisco and Poncho, flat iron steak, two eggs prepared your way, breakfast potatoes and toast for $16.99.
You know, that didn't sound bad at all, and if you're hungry, really good and hungry for a morning way to start your day, I mean – get a nice flat iron steak and a couple of eggs for $17. That's not a bad deal at all.
No, the whole menu is pretty reasonable. Forest combo, oatmeal with brown sugar, seasonal fruit and toast for $8.99. I thought about going this way. This was the other decision I made. They had the breakfast sliders with egg, bacon, American cheese, and served with fresh breakfast potatoes. And they're on like these biscuits, which really look good, guys.
Mm.
So, and then they have breakfast beverage. They have smoothies, orange and grapefruit juice, coffee, which is the Jungle Javas, and then specialty cocktails. They have a Bloody Mary and a mimosa. So, I mean, this is a good option to start the day off with, don't you think, Dan?
I do, and with, you know, Pandora, Land of Avatar opening up, I think I'm going to guess that these places that are available for breakfast are going to be a little more busy than they have been in the, you know, the previous 10, 12 years or however long the park's been open, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely, and this is a good little note, too, at the top. It says, you may substitute cholesterol-free eggs or sugar-free syrup, which if you're diabetic or high cholesterol, that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah, always good to see those specialty type things. They're more and more common, and as we know, our friend Carmen has a food allergy, and she can only eat certain things, and she's always looking for things on menus that are that she can eat, and Brian, for that matter, he's a partial vegetarian, a vegan, yeah, yeah. So...
Pescatarian.
No, is that what it's called?
I didn't know how to say that. So
see, John, I know we brought you on this show for a reason to make us look smart.
Yeah.
Dude,
apparently, he's a pescatarian, so he can eat fish. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But anyways, no, you're right, Doug. It is good to see a lot of these menus do cater to people with dietary needs. So yeah. You're absolutely right.
Head over to the Adventures of Peas and Carrots to really find out what Brian is. but they do a great job,
you know, this,
over there.
This,
check out their vlog.
This flame tree or flame tree. This Rainforest Cafe gets panned a lot. Again, you know, you guys like talk about Tony's Town Square and stuff like that. I mean, people absolutely hate this place, and I hear horrible reputations about it and stuff. But we've eaten here a couple of times for lunch, and it's been fine. And I mean, it's never crowded for breakfast. Well, like Dennis said, it may be more now with Pandora opening and stuff, but I wouldn't hesitate a minute, and especially at the price point that you're looking at. I mean, it's probably one of the best values on property. So
we have probably, I'm sorry, Dan, but we have probably eaten there at least 10 times at that one, if not more. Because there was before the Yak and Yeti opened, that's where we ate. Me and Brendan never had a bad meal there. So it isn't
right.
going to knock your socks off, but it's always good.
Right. Now, I was going to say, particularly with breakfast, it's pretty hard to screw up breakfast, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
you know,
correct.
You'd have to really be, you know, doing something terribly wrong if you can't cook eggs and home fries and, you know, different variations of stuff like that.
Okay. You don't know my brother-in-law, do you? I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding, Mark. I'm really not. Don't tell him I said so. But anyway, where are you going for breakfast, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Kusafari, and I'm going to get the hot breakfast wrap, which is egg, sausage, spinach, and goat cheese for $6.79. I'm going to get a large iced coffee with that, which is $4.69, 70 cents tax, and it's a quick service or counter service. I don't have to worry about a tip, so I'm going to get all that for $12.18, and that's how I'm going to start my day at the Animal Kingdom.
I'll tell you what, believe it or not, I actually looked at that, and it's the only breakfast option on this menu. And
right.
I really thought about going there because it was a great deal for $6.79. I might have to just try that just because it's only $6.79 to see what the deal is with it.
Yeah, I mean, a wrap, I mean, you know, we've all had wraps at this point. They're pretty popular, and it sounds like it'd be a good amount of food for not a lot of money. So, and as you'll see as this unfolds here, money was an issue for me trying to get through this, so I'm glad I went so cheap on breakfast.
It was
you know,
for me too, here.
Also, with the wrap, it's a good option for if you just want to pick up something and head to, you know, get in line for one of the rides in Pandora or something like that. It's a great walking breakfast as opposed to having to sit down and eat off a plate, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if you got a standby or something, and you're right, you might as well be standing in the queue line, and a wrap is very easy to, you know, grab and go, like you said, and eat on the fly, so that's a great idea.
And I pray to God that I'm the one in line that gets the husband and wife behind me gnawing on this wrap and sucking on their iced coffee. I hope I get to hear that. I really do. I would really
Well,
enjoy
wait in
that.
Line with me and Lisa, and you might be, so congratulations.
And I'll be the guy cross-eyeing looking at you.
Yep.
But,
then I'm going to feed the birds with my crumbs from it and get some bird action around in the queue line.
Yeah, really getting me fired up. I'm going to call this show $80 a day at the Animal Kingdom and small engine repair.
Yeah.
Where are you headed next, Johnny?
All right, so for lunch, I'm going to head over to Flame Tree Barbecue. We tried everything on, or well, we bought the big platter last time we were there, the 1999 platter with chicken, ribs, and pulled pork. And I have to be honest, the thing I was most impressed with was the smoked chicken they had on there. So I'm going to get the half a chicken for $13.99. And that comes with beans, coleslaw, and the jalapeno cornbread. But I'm not a fan of coleslaw, so I'm going to do what I did last time and get the double bean order on that. Just so I can torment my wife later on.
No, the problem is I'm going to be in line behind you.
Yep.
Oh, please. I'm a grown man. I can restrain myself.
No. I can just see us on dinosaurs, and you're in the row in front of me. And did that guy have the double bean? I bet he did.
So the half chicken's $13.99. I'm going to grab a safari amber to go with that. It's going to be 9 1/4, and that total is going to be $23.24 for lunch.
So you weren't too fond of the St. Louis-style ribs there?
Not particularly. I really like baby backs. I'm really spoiled. Okay. My wife makes some really good ribs. I mean, she's from Texas, so yeah, she's we kind of have our own taste of barbecue. But the smoked chicken was fantastic. So yeah, I really like those. So.
I've had the chicken there before, which is very good. We were there with my stepfather and all, and I know you've eaten here plenty of times, Dennis.
Yeah. In fact, I think I said that's one of the restaurants that we, at least before I rediscovered Animal Kingdom, we would tend to always eat there because pretty much we'd be leaving at that point around lunchtime. And we just gravitate towards that place because it's very good. So I've had the chicken, I've had the ribs, I've had pretty much everything they offer on the menu. And we've always enjoyed Flame Tree. We enjoy the sauce, obviously. That's what makes a barbecue. And, but I do understand, like John said, barbecue people are very finicky. And once they come up with a recipe or a particular kind that they like, it's hard to accept something else. So I can kind of understand that. But I've always found it to be good. And, certainly not fancy food. And they hand out those, or at least they have those wipes available.
The wet naps.
You certainly need them because you, even as careful as you can be, you're going to be sticky. And, we've all heard your story, Doug, how that's why you shy away from a place like that, because you can't stand to be dirty when you're out and about. So,
I've had the ribs and the pulled pork sandwich here, and I cried like a little girl. They're like, listen to that woman over there crying about stuff on her fingers. And it was me they were all looking at.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. Am I right? No matter how careful you are, it's inevitably going to get between your fingers or under your wedding band or something and make you feel uncomfortable.
Dude, they lose money on me because I grabbed 57 napkins and 52 wipes. It's like, I feel bad. I'm like, I don't even want to go there because I know. Because I'm that guy at the Wawa, too, in the morning. They'll see me order my sandwich. And it's like OCD. I got to pull like 17 napkins out of the dispenser. And I see them all looking behind me like, there goes the profit of the day. But I am a very, very clean kid. You'd be happy to have me over for dinner because I will not make a mess. I can promise you that. But no,
well, just so you
here
know
is
that,
good, pretty much.
Yeah, just so you know, there's a restroom located almost directly across the little pathway there. So after I finished, I was able to go over there and scrub up. I got so messy, I didn't even try to bother with the wet naps. I had to hit the bathroom. So you had to scrub the face.
You're like my brother Don. My brother Don. Real men don't use napkins as he's using his sleeves.
Oh, well,
and his arm.
I use napkins, but I don't feel like walking around with wet naps stuck to me half the day. So
John was looking for one of the animal watchers or whatever they are to hose them down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
No, I was just going to say, I think I told you guys the story, but you remember when we did eat there, I was waiting for our food, and the guy came up and said the bird had grabbed his entire pork sandwich off of his plate. So if you do eat here, watch the birds, and don't feed the birds. They're cute, yes, they're cute, but leave them alone. That's not their natural food, so.
Yeah, and that's not good. Yeah, and as you know, in the way they have the tables kind of buried in the in the vegetation there, and then all the way down by the water. There's plenty of places for the birds to kind of hide there. And like you said, John, I can imagine one of those big-billed, whatever they are, pterodactyls, I call them, would sneak out and pull a sandwich very, very easily.
Dennis is watching the Flintstones again.
No, I told you my story. I've been bitten by one of those. I have no love for them things.
What I was going to say earlier is if you compare my brother, when you compare my brother to Larry the Cable Guy, he's considered Larry the Cable Guy is considered upper crest compared to my brother.
Oh boy.
Him and my nephew eat with them too. I swear to goodness, some days I wouldn't mind eating at a. Know how when you're at the sloth and they throw in the food? I don't know if it would be more disgusting to eat with the pigs in the sloth or them two sometimes. when it's lunchtime and those two haven't eaten. My godson Donnie's pretty good. My brother just likes to be the idiot that he knows it gets to me. So he does it on purpose too, you know.
I can just envision him sitting in your truck or vice versa, or eating, and you being—it's kind of like Oscar and Felix, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because I have the napkins on the lap. I even put napkins on the middle console to set the food on. I'm like all laid out. It's like a picnic in my truck. And over to his side, it's like, you know, it's just sad. But anyway, where are you going for lunch, Dan? I'm going to let you go.
All right, yeah, for lunch. And when I did this, and I only did it one way because I only had – I ran out of time basically. But, I picked this based on what I thought I'd really want to eat if I was actually there on this day. So I headed over to the Yak and Yeti for lunch, and I started out with an order of the firecracker shrimp, which I know I believe you and even Bob said they were very, very good.
They're
never
phenomenal.
Had. Yeah, but I got an order of those. And then for my entree, I got the Calbee steak and shrimp for $28.99, and I had it here. Where am I? Yeah, I didn't bring it up like a dummy. But anyways, I was starving because I ate so light for lunch with just my wrap. So I figured I'd go a little, not highfalutin, but somewhere where I knew there was, good food and, I could get something varied. So I got the Calbee steak and shrimp.
It's grilled marinated flat iron steak, pineapple mango salsa, coconut shrimp, chili plum sauce, wasabi, mashed potatoes, and stir-fried vegetables for $28.99, and it's phenomenal.
You've had this before?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago. It's very, very good. The steak has like a little bit of a sweet flavor to it, which is very good.
How's the wasabi mashed potatoes? That sounded intriguing to me.
They're not bad, dude. They're different, but they're not bad.
They would blow your head off
hot. No, they're not that hot, dude. They're just, they got a little bite to them.
Okay. And then to wash that all down, I got a 16-ounce draft beer, which was $8.25. So there was $2.89 tax and a $10.25 tip. So for lunch, it cost me a whopping $61.37. Yeah, that's what I said when I was done. I said, I must have done the math wrong. And I don't think that was the highest price entree on the menu, if you have it open there, Doug. Is it on the higher end?
I think it is the most expensive thing on the menu.
Okay. Well, again, I read it, and I just ordered what I thought sounded real good. I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to price because I said, I only spent $12 for lunch. I'm golden here. I'm going to be able to get a nice lunch and then a good dinner. And doing some quick math, $61.37 was the total for my lunch, and then the $12.18 I spent for breakfast. I don't have a lot of money heading in for dinner time, so that'll be interesting when we get there.
Dennis, do you want my extra beans that I had with my Plantree barbecue?
I'll need them later.
Yeah, that is the most expensive thing on the menu. The next thing is the Korean barbecue ribs, which my wife had, which they are very good. They're $24.99. And the other thing that's expensive is the entree that I like is that seared miso salmon, which is $25.99. So they're the three highest things on the menu.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, I probably should have done this for dinner if I wanted to get this. But like I said, I did it, in real time, and I didn't have enough time to go back and recalculate it. So I'm going to stand by my choice, and I will, you know, not suffer, but I will stand by what I chose.
You're not going to want much. If you ate all that for lunch, you'll be fine.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you'll see what I came up with. It isn't much, but we'll
I'm going to say Dennis was eating about 2 o'clock or something like that, so he's good. He's good.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you should be fine, Dan. I mean, you can't go wrong eating there. You guys know how much I love the place, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ate lunch there 2 trips ago, and it was very, very good.
Well, I'm doing something a little different for lunch that I haven't done yet. I haven't eaten here. I'm going to head over to the Nomad Lounge and get the Asian barbecue chicken wings for lunch.
Okay.
Just the appetizer. They're $10.99. I mean, they're $10. And then I'm also going to get the beer flight here to have a nice relaxing out, get some chicken wings, grab the beer flight, sit out on the porch there and watch it, take a little, try to get a peek over, because I'm here early. I'm trying to get a peek at Pandora, see what's going on.
Seeing if you see any blue people walking around over the bridge.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm going to grab the beer flight. Have you ever had the beer flight here, John?
No, I haven't been to the Nomad Lounge yet, so looking forward to it.
It's a draft beer flight. It's a Modelo Especial, which is Mexican, a Congaloosh from the United States, and an Old Elephant Foot from the United States. And there are 3 5-ounce beers, and it's $10. So,
that ain't bad.
No. So with the wings for $10, the beers for $10, $5 tip plus tax, it's $26.40. So I'm at $45.16 right now I have spent. And I a nice little lunch, because there's quite a few wings they give you with this. So I'm in. I'm good.
That was a frugal choice that still give you a decent amount of food and you know, a nice beer flight on a hot Florida day. And you still got, you know, pretty much a little less than half your budget left for dinner.
I got $35 left, but the way I'm going to eat dinner is really going to bust me up anyway. So I'm not eating good for dinner either, if you really look at it.
Okay.
So, but I'll tell you what the way I really would have gone, but I wanted to change it up and eat breakfast. Basically, okay. I need $100 to have a good day here.
Changing the budget.
We're sticking by it. But they have some really good appetizers on here. I mean, they have a vegetarian summer roll, the Asian barbecue chicken wings, the Florida lionfish tacos. Have you ever had lionfish, John?
No, and that's so. Hopefully that is real popular, because we have actually down in South Florida, there's a serious problem with overpopulation of those things. They are endangering the – I don't think they're native to the Florida ecosystem down there, and they're seriously trying to really take over the coral reefs and stuff. So they have a hunting season for them things. So, hopefully that works out and people like to eat them. So.
Well, you should try them. Maybe you can take out some of the population if you like it. But it's a Florida lionfish taco, charred pineapple and jalapeno for $9. And then I thought about these, but I didn't have it in the budget. The African Spice Wago Beef Sliders. Now, I would like me and Brenda to go here and grab the Asian barbecued wings, the Spice Wago Sliders. They're $15. I think that would be a nice little lunch.
Sounds good.
Yep. Then you got pork ribs or honey glazed coriander spice for $10. The chef's charcuterie board is house cured and smoked meats for $16. A selection of artisanal cheeses for $14. And then you got Tiffin's bread service for $10. Is tadaka, black-eyed pea hummus, and a zoo yogurt for $10. Then they have they have churros for dessert and all different kind of drinks and coffees.
I wonder if the bread service will measure up to Sanaa.
It's probably the same one. They probably drive over there and get it.
Yeah. No, well, if it is anything like it, I think that's a good thing, because people rave about that.
Absolutely.
That's the best thing on the menu. So.
Yeah,
well, for $10, how can you go wrong?
Exactly.
So where are you headed for dinner, Winter?
All right. So dinner, I am sneaking over to the brand new Pandora. I'm going to sneak in there and head over to the Satuli Canteen. I think that's how
it is. They opened the joint up for you, right? Me and Dennis didn't eat there because it's not open, but you can eat there.
Hey, you know, there was the cast member preview, or not cast member, but pass holder preview this past week. So I'm going to say I was the pass holder over the past week, and I got in there. So
there you go.
All right. So I'm going to have the Satouli Bowl for $11.49. I get three different choices. You get a choose a protein, a side dish, and then a sauce to go with it. So I'm going to take the grilled beef, and I'm going to put that with the red sweet potato hash, and then I'm going to get a charred onion chimichurri sauce on top of that. And I know it's probably just a Bud Light with green freaking food coloring, but I'm going to go ahead and order the Hawk's Grog Ale. I'll be different and get a picture of it. And that's going to be that green beer that we've all seen so far. And that's going to be $9.50, bringing me up to a total of $20.99. What I did find interesting here at this place, though, is they actually have they have the 22-ounce beer that you buy for $9.50, but they do have a smaller version. And I guess if you just want to try it or whatever, they have a 16-ounce for only $8. And I know, Doug, you mentioned a couple of times that you don't get the bigger beers because you hate to get them warm. So
yes,
that might be a better option for you. So, but so at $20.99, that brings me up to a total of $69.23.
Okay, and that's all you spent so far, huh?
$69.23, yes, sir.
Look at this cheapy, John. I mean, Dennis. Where are you going for dinner? Dinner, Dan?
After scouring the Animal Kingdom menus.
Hold on, real quick though. I do want to mention though, before we leave, John's Satouli Canteen.
Yeah, that place.
Len Testa did eat the cheeseburger steam pod. And he said it was very, very good. And there's been a few reviews that said that it was really good. So I admit, I'm going to have to try that damn thing when I go there.
I read the same thing. I read really good reviews about that, and actually some decent ones about the something like I just ordered. And me and the wife's plans are to get this bowl that I basically just described and the cheeseburger pods and then split them. So,
yeah, to me, they're
really good.
Yeah, to me, they don't sound appetizing, though, but I think that, you know, I have to get over it. Obviously, they're you know, making a play on items or food stuff from the movies, so I get it. But I don't know. They just didn't sound appetizing to me. But I'm glad to hear what you just said, Doug, that, you know, not only Len, but others that have got to partake in the food are saying that it's pretty good, because I don't have high expectations for it, and that's on me. It's not, you know, anybody's fault but my own, but it just doesn't sound appetizing to me.
Yeah, I can guarantee you one thing, Dennis. Neither me nor you are going to get the vegetable steam curry pot. Because one, I'm not a curry fan, but number two, it's steam vegetable curry pot with eggplant, cauliflower, sweet potato. Don't sound bad so far. Carrots, shallots, cilantro cream, served with crunchy vegetable slaw, and vegetable crisp. So there is no way I'm getting curry and cilantro in the same recipe. It's just not going to happen.
No, you're just asking for disaster. Even though we, you know, we'd probably say it's in moderation and it probably was fine, but you know, you're bad enough trying one, but two, you're just asking for trouble.
And I got to see some baba balls. I got to know what the heck they are. How they got to get a review on them. Have you guys read any reviews on the baba balls?
Nope.
No, I haven't seen them yet. John, get down there and get the balls for us and let us know how they look.
I guess that'll be about the same as the fish balls. I don't know. So.
Yeah, that's your mission.
So what do you got, Dan? Where are you heading for dinner, buddy?
Yeah,
sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, scouring the menus of the Animal Kingdom restaurants, both quick service and sit down, and any peddler just selling something out of a backpack on the side.
Dennis
of the
is walking by. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you done with that, sir? I finally found the Harambe Fruit Market, and I got a nice bowl of cut up watermelon. Cut up watermelon for $3.39, because I was still full from lunch, like you guys said. I ate a very late lunch, early dinner, you could even call it. So I got that, you know, washed that down, if you will, with a little nice cold cut fresh watermelon for $3.39, which brings my total for the day to $76.94. And I'm done. I'll throw the rest in the wishing well or something that Disney can offset some of their expenses with.
The conservation fund. You can give it away to one of the conservation.
Very good
fund.
Idea.
Get you a button.
There you go. I get a couple buttons with the three something I have left.
Yep.
Well, Dan, just don't tell my wife I told you we tried this on the last trip, which it wasn't too bad. So, I'm talking low so nobody hears. If you headed to the Eight Spoon Cafe over on Discovery Island, they get a baked macaroni and cheese served with pulled pork for $6.29. That is very, very good.
Okay. Yeah, I could probably have squeezed that in just under the wire. Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, and they have another one that's really good, too, because we mixed them up, me, Mark, and Jimmy. They have a baked macaroni cheese served with shrimp and sweet chili sauce for $6.49.
That's pretty reasonable, real reasonable.
And then they have the regular baked macaroni and cheese for just $4.29. So,
okay.
I had a buck and a half to give me some shrimp.
Exactly, but just don't tell Brenda we had this big macaroni and cheese. I don't want her to know.
You didn't have it. You had a bite. You had just a bite. Let the other two groomers.
I'm glad we do these shows because this is actual good stuff that is practical. And if you know where to look, like you just explained, you can find some good values.
Yeah, and that sticks to your ribs. It does fill you up. You know, macaroni and cheese will fill you. So it would have hit the spot for you for tonight.
It would have.
So I'm going to head over to end the night. I'm going to head to the Yak and Yeti. And just to say, what I'm going to have here is all I can really afford because there's two things I really got to have, and that means I can't have an entree.
So you're going fried wonton and what's the one Brenda likes? The cake
pie.
No, I can't. Well, she's not with me. This is my side of the menu. I mean, she's with me. She has $80. I have $80. So my $80 is I'm going to get the firecracker shrimp that I told you that are so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the firecracker shrimp, and I'm going to get myself a nice Coors Light because that's all they really – they don't tell you the beers they actually have.
Right.
It just says beer.
Right.
Yep. Draft beer, 16-ounce for $6.50. So I'm going to get a Bud Light it actually is.
Okay.
So I'm going to get the Bud Light. I'm going to get the firecracker shrimp, and I'm going to enjoy that because the firecracker shrimp is really big, and it comes on a bed of lettuce and all. It's basically like a shrimp salad. It's awesome. I just had this the other day at my Bonefish Cafe, which it's phenomenal. I'm going to get the firecracker shrimp, a nice Bud Light, and then after I'm done all that, washing it down, I'm going to order myself a nice order of fried wontons, which is another $10. So it's $9.99 $10.99 for the firecracker shrimp, and then it's $8.99 for the fried wontons. The beer is $6.50, which it comes to $27.50. I'm going to give a $7 tip, and believe it or not, just having firecracker shrimp, fried wontons, and a beer, and with tip, it's $34.50.
Wow. There you go. But that's plenty of food to fill you up. Like you said, you're by yourself. So, that order of fried wontons, and you're going to be plenty full, especially you.
Yeah, well, Brenda would be with me. She would order what she would order between the two of us. You're at a $70 meal, you know what I'm saying? Which is not bad for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Not out. But the real way I would have did this, Dan, is I would have probably grabbed a wrap with you. I would have probably did that, but I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it would be nice. I do want to try dinner there at the Rainforest one day. But the real way I'd have did it, me and Brenda would have probably ate at the resort, had the bounty platter together, because that's how we usually go. We don't eat a lot of breakfasts out, which we're going to start doing, by the way. Because we're getting older. We're up earlier and go to bed earlier. Breakfast is on the way, kids. But anyway, really, I'd have probably got the miso glazed salmon with this. If I'd have switched it around and got the cheaper breakfast and said I had my soda with me, I'd have had the breakfast and I'd have had enough to get the miso glazed salmon because that's what I got on the last trip. I got the firecracker shrimp, the miso glazed salmon,
and the
fried wontons and a beer. And that's a beautiful thing for me here.
Yeah.
So But my whole deal came out the way I did it. $79.66 is what my grand total came out.
Wow. You got the closest to the 80, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
John's going to buy beer.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry, John.
Let John go, then I got a surprise for you, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, so I was at 69.23, and now I'm going to either plan on watching Rivers of Light, or I'm going to walk over to Pandora, since it's just opened specifically for me, and I'm going to just wander through and take pictures and look at all the great stuff, because it's going to be dark and it's going to be really cool. So I'm going to either get me a Gold Monkey from the Dawa Bar, and that's $9, or if I don't particularly feel like hitting something that heavy, I might head over to the old the Thirsty River bar and get an Old Elephant Foot for $9 if I wanted that. Or I could always just get a pineapple Dole Whip with rum for $7 from Tamu Tamu Refreshments. So I'm leaving my options open there. So one of those would be my topper for the night. So.
Okay. That gets you pretty close to the 80.
Yep.
What's it bring you to then? Every jar.
Exactly.
That would be $78.23. So.
Oh, you did good. Well, I got a surprise then. So John went and bought his stuff, being he didn't want to be with us. Bill called me up and said and gave me some free vouchers for us to head over and get some free golden monkeys at the Dawa Bar. We're gonna hang out at the Dawa Bar and have two or three golden monkeys apiece, and then we're going to have to get a safari truck to drive us home after we drive.
Yeah. If you have more than one gold monkey, you ain't not going anywhere. So.
We're
going to
fly home.
Yeah, Victory Bill told us to head on over, and he's going to give us a couple free golden monkeys, which is awesome. So.
That villa's all right.
Yeah,
well, hey, if we do that, I'll spend my $10 on popcorn for us, so we'll just sit over there and eat popcorn and drink Gold Monkey. So
there you go.
Come with us, John.
Oh, know what we could do, guys? We can get another order of firecracker shrimp from the Yak and Yeti and bring it on over and have them with the Golden Monkeys. How's that sound?
That would go very good together.
Absolutely, it would. The Animal Kingdom was fun. There's so many more options.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I looked at Tiffin's, and where I'm not as familiar with that food and stuff, I kind of shied away from it and went over to the Yak and Yeti, which is a little more traditional, and I've actually eaten there. So, yeah, I agree with you, Doug. With a little more digging and homework, I think, I could have probably played it a couple of different ways and come out a little bit better than I did in this exercise.
And the thing that really, not surprised me, but I thought maybe it would, I'm not surprised. It's just sad that none of us had the Harambe Market on our list. And that was one of the things when that opened, I could not wait for that to open.
Yeah, I for obvious reasons, we talked about the sausage there and, you know, the disappointment that, you know, generally speaking, we had over there. And you're right, it's a shame because it's a visual,
it's beautiful, it's nice,
yes, exactly. And, here's the hope, and they, change the menu up and make it better, because all the nooks and crannies and all of the, the artistry just the way they have that place laid out, it's beautiful. And to me, it's a shame that the food is, in my opinion, and everyone doesn't agree with me on this, it's sour.
I don't mind going over there and grabbing a Tusker Lager and sitting on one of the tables and watching the train go by. I'm good with that. And it's a beautiful area. But the other thing I don't like about it, and tell me if I'm wrong, which I'm usually not, but if I am, please tell me. Don't you guys wish that the different windows served a lot of different stuff? Shouldn't there be more things on the menu here?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that when we got back from our last trip, and it's kind of deceiving. When you get there for the first time, you don't really realize it, because all of the openings are kind of unique, and they're all side by side, but they're all all the, you know, it's all different, different paintings or different, you know, wood or metal and, you know, the way they make it look like an old African village or whatever, or marketplace in this case. And you kind of tricked into thinking, well, of course, they serve different things at different windows. That's why they have so many. But quickly, when you get looking and at the menus, I mean, there's a few exceptions to it, but by and large, you can get the same items in each and every window. So it's just cookie cutter food in each and every window there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. It's like the grilled vegetable stack is the lightest thing, but it's just weird. Like, all the foods for being an animal kingdom are, like, really heavy fare, too, for the middle of the day. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you'd think they'd have some different options, John. What do you think on that?
Yeah, the time we ate there, we ate a couple of, we just tried a couple of the kids' stuff to try to get a taste of stuff, and we tried the, I think there was like a chicken kebab thing that we tried, and a rib dish, but both of them were off the kids' menu, and so that enabled us to give a chance to try a couple of them, and we enjoyed them, but I have to say we haven't been back, so, I mean, obviously they weren't all that impressive, so.
I think I remember the chicken one. I may be wrong, but there was only one skewer or two, maybe. But it was the chickens. Yeah, they didn't offer very much.
It was just like, it was weird. Like, it was edible. I'm not saying it was horrible. I mean, I ate my food, but it wasn't like, I mean, that sausage, man. Every bite I took, I felt like if my wife was there, she'd be smacking me upside down. It just felt bad for me.
To me, it was like they took Elmer's glue and put sawdust in it and wrapped it around a hot dog.
Wasn't it bad, though? I mean,
yes.
But when I ordered it, it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. I mean, they couldn't have been more opposite if it tried. I mean, I just was so disappointed. And like I said, I ate it. It wasn't inedible, but it was. If you didn't have something to drink, you might have had a dial 911.
Yeah, it was kind of dry going down, that's for sure.
But I wish the Harambe Market would get a better menu myself.
Yep.
They should bring in some shrimp. They should some lighter fare there is what I some a salmon something yeah. something different.
Well, maybe they will if they get enough feedback to this. You know, like we're saying, maybe they'll expand the menu and give some additional offerings, like you're saying.
And I can see a couple more restaurants popping up in this park sooner than later with the way they're expanding things.
Yeah, with all the hundreds of thousands of guests that are going to be there once Pandora opens here in a few days, they're going to feed these people. So I wouldn't be surprised, Doug, if you're right.
Yeah, and I mean, and there's other things like, we'll end this show soon, but I wanted to give some of the other hitting gems in here. Have you guys ever been to the Smiling Crocodile on Discovery Island?
I have not.
John?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't believe so.
No, they have, and they're pretty reasonable price here. They have the turkey BLT. It's an open-faced turkey sandwich made with thick-cut smoked house-roasted bacon on a ciabatta bread for $5.29.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds good, too.
Yeah, they have a salmon BLT, open-faced smoked salmon sandwich, made with thick-cut smoked house roasted bacon on ciabatta bread for $5.49. And then they have the pimento cheese BLT, open-faced sandwich with handcrafted pimento cheese, the bacon, and on a ciabatta bread topped with chives for $5.29. So,
Does it come with chips or anything, Doug, or no?
I don't think so. I don't remember it coming with that. But I'm just saying, these are little different kiosks that people – they're hard – that's the hard thing about the animal kingdom. And we keep – I couldn't stress it more, and we keep trying to. You got to look for things here or you won't find them.
Right.
Yeah, because like you guys have been to Animal Kingdom how many times? And there's two little places that I've told you about tonight's show, and you've never eaten there.
Right. And I've probably walked by it 100 times, and never noticed it, you know?
Exactly.
There's another kiosk over in Asia, Doug, that I can't remember the name of it, but they have teriyaki beef sliders. And we have had those, and those are very good. And I think they're like $5 or $6. I think he had two of them. So me and the wife shared those one time, and those were very good. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of spots that you wouldn't think have some kind of savory item. But if you wanted to just wander around and grab, you know, you grab the teriyaki sliders, grab the macaroni and cheese you were talking about earlier, I mean, you can meander your way through the park and just snack on stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's quite a few little kiosks here at the Animal Kingdom that that have some really good things.
You learn something every time you listen to our show.
Yeah, even if you don't want to.
Exactly.
No, but this has been a lot of fun. I enjoy doing these. We got Epcot next.
Oh, that's going
to be
a tough one.
That ought to be very, very interesting.
Yep.
We need $160 for Epcot.
Yeah, $80 ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking I should have had all my other budgets at like 40 and then been able to save 40 from each one, so my budget would be a little more for Epcot. But
yeah,
I'm gonna eat at the Crystal Palace the day before we do Epcot, so I won't need food, and I'm gonna drink all my $80.
There you go.
I think John already planned that, didn't you, John?
No, I was hitting Ohana about 9 o'clock the night before.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, and before we end this too, they also have an everybody. I don't know. I know everybody knows, but a lot of people don't go about it. But I think the food is really good at the exterior, the outside, the Yak and Yeti local food cafe. I think they really have some good deals there too.
Yep.
They have some great deals, and actually, we have done that a couple of times when we've been out there on budgeted trips. Like the chicken fried rice, you can get the chicken fried rice and the egg rolls, and that'll fill you up, and it's only a couple of, you know, only $5-6. So,
and they have
not a bad deal at all.
And they had the mini mango pie out there. Ooh. They have a mini one. But the honey chicken's really good for $10.99. I mean, and they give you quite a bit with that. There's quite a bit of honey chicken with that. And then they have a Kobe beef hot dog, and then they have the Asian chicken sandwich, a ginger chicken salad, a couscous wrap, and then they have the Kobe beef cheeseburger, which is $14.99. And it's served with french fries, which you don't get that a lot on Disney property.
Usually
you
end up with the chips. Yeah, usually they give you the chips.
So, I mean, your Kobe burger and french fries for $14.99 with a lettuce, tomato, Asian pickle, that's a good deal if you ask me.
Yeah, not bad at all.
So, I mean, there are some really good finds. And the other thing is that teriyaki beef ball, John. Have you ever got that?
No, I don't believe I have.
I'm sorry to interrupt your beer.
It's that time of night. What do you want? I'm sorry.
But I'm telling you, the teriyaki beef ball, you could share that. That's how much comes in. It kind of reminds you a little bit of that the pasta we talked about at Riverside, then.
Yes, the endless the little brown thing you get at your Chinese restaurant, the little cardboard thing. It
goes on and on, and on and on.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but it, go ahead, Doug.
No, and I'm going to say, even if you want a snack, like if you want to grab, like they have two pork egg rolls for $5.99. So you could head over here, grab a beer, a Safari Amber, and a couple egg rolls and have a nice little snack.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Sorry to digress and go into more on the menu, but I just like to cover Animal Kingdom because there's a lot of hidden gems over here. And I, even before Pandora came, and I've been preaching the whole time, it's not a half-day park. There's so much to do, and you just need to discover it and take the time to look around. And there's some really different things if you go to all the different kiosks and different restaurants here.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get out of your comfort zone, or at least I do, you know, because like I said, even once I found restaurants that I liked, like the rib place there.
Flame Tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, and I got stuck on it, and, you know, I tend to just, like I said, gravitate towards it. But what I need to do is scratch it from my list and say, no matter what, I can't eat there, so I'll go to one of these other places for lunch or discover a couple of these little kiosks like you were just mentioning so I can, you know, experiment and try some of the other offerings they have because they're plentiful. You just, like you said, Doug, you gotta make yourself do it. Be disciplined and, you know, say, hey, I'm going to seek these out and try these other options.
Yeah, and the other surprising thing is none of us ended up at Tiffin's.
Yeah, funny how that worked out. I don't know what that says, but for whatever reason.
I think that would have crashed the $80 budget real quick.
Yeah, probably, John. That's Well, no, you were there, Doug. You went to the Nomad.
I went to the outside. I didn't go to Tiffin's,
yeah.
Buddy.
But, I mean, it's literally attached to it. So, I mean, technically, you didn't go to Tiffin's. But
exactly. If I was on trial here, I was not in Tiffin's. I tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Yes.
I was not in Tiffin's.
That's right.
So.
And you can get to the Nomad without going through Tiffin's, as we did independently on our last trip when we both went there to take pictures at different times.
I mean, I can't wait to get out on that deck and have a couple drinks, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, yeah. When I was there were people sitting there getting the appetizers and enjoying a drink, and it just seemed so comfortable and relaxing. There's shade there, and, yeah, I can just imagine on a hot day just sitting out there and taking in the ambiance and the sounds and sights of people going into Pandora. It's going to be an awesome place to be.
I'll tell you the place I want to go. I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to get off this show before it turns into a two-hour Sunday. I would like to do this. I keep saying it. I'm going to try maybe not to even do one sit-down dinner. And maybe just try to hit as many pubs, lounges, and kiosks as we can. And
yeah.
Instead of just doing a bunch of sit downs and wasting the time. Like, I heard Lou the other day, and he took his whole family to the Geyser Lounge, the Geyser Point Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, it really made me start looking at the lounges around the park. So we're going to do this soon. We're going to start doing the menus of the lounges. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I could have a better meal to sit down at some of the food that they're offering on these lounge menus, and the prices are so much better than going to sit at the full meal.
Yeah, they're almost, it ends up being like small plates, almost like.
But I'm a little guy; I don't eat a lot, so
right.
it works perfect for me.
Yeah, and you just want to sample it. You don't want to get full so you can't eat, but you're really looking to just have a bite or two of each little entree or whatever. And if, you know, you're with Brenda or whatever, it's perfect, because maybe you can order four appetizers or lounge-type foods, and you're going to get to try four different, totally different things, whereas if you get a full-on sit-down meal, you're kind of stuck with a large entree that's going to fill you up, and you might not have room for dessert or even want an appetizer. So you can sample a lot more food items doing it that way.
Well, you see me down there, Dennis. How often do you see me sit except for when me and you ate?
right, yeah, not too often. So, yeah, be right up your alley. I mean, you're right. You must be like a caged animal when you got to go into a two-hour, you know, dinner where you sit down and have soup and
I'm going to the bathroom even when I don't have to go.
Yeah.
Just to get home, walk around a little bit.
Yeah, Doug's jogging around World Showcase while his wife's in the cellier waiting for the salad to be served.
But you know what I'm saying. It's like I'm the guy at home that I eat 10 times during the day instead of eating two big meals. I like to eat as I'm hungry, but I don't eat a lot each time.
Right.
So I wouldn't mind trying this. Like, I was looking at the menu over here at this Geyser Point. They got a hell of a breakfast menu here too, guys. I don't know if you knew they serve breakfast here.
No, didn't know.
No, so we're going to cover this. I won't get into the menu because we'll be here for another 3 hours, but we're going to cover some of the lounges, and John can talk about the beer, and we'll talk about the food. How's that sound, Dan?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys, have a great night. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. If you want to follow John, I don't recommend it, but you can. You can head over to The Weekly Pint.
Gee, thanks.
No, it's a great show. Head over to The Weekly Pint and check out John, or you can find him at Beer Solo. You can also find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can go over to our website. It's all in WDW, and find some of the good articles that John has helped Bob with. Bob does a great job on the website. Me and Dennis, every once in a while, will throw an article over there. But for the most part, Bob does a wonderful job. So go over to our website, It's All in WDW. And you can find Bob on Twitter at It's All in WDW. And you can find us all at WDW Main Street. Everybody have a great rest of your week. And we will talk to you guys real soon.
Good night.
All right. Have a good night, folks.
Bye-bye.